Welcome into the Alpha Wealth Hour. As always, it's powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Tom and I hope you are having a great weekend. And of course, we appreciate you joining us here on the program. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk more about converting from a traditional to a Roth IRA. We talk about it a lot, but is there a right time to make that move? Plus, later on, we're going to tell you how to decide if it's the right time to seek the help of an advisor like Tom. And later on, how to plan now for a possible Social Security shortfall later. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, Mr. Tom Fortino. Always a pleasure, sir. How are you today?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great. I'm ready to deliver. Let's put it that way.
This weekend does mark the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. And the most thrilling part is, of course, the stretch run to the finish line. Now, it's all about picking that right time to make that move through the field. And let's be honest, it's the same when folks are in the home stretch leading up to retirement and encounter that question, should I convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth now or should I wait? So Tom Fortino, the question I have for you, is there a sweet spot for our folks and for your clients to really go ahead and make that move?
Well, you know, Kevin, this opens up a whole discussion, I think, on tax planning. Let's address the Roth conversions as one of many ideas. Look, tax planning is probably the most overlooked yet effective tool in retirement planning. It's something we should be looking at, because I think a small investment of time of doing this, it could yield huge savings in retirement. And, you know, when you think about this generation of retirees, taxes can play a major role. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, this is the first generation to fully fund their own retirements through tax-deferred retirement accounts, which means every penny is taxable when you take it out. Secondly, when we talk about future tax rates, look, I don't know where they're going to be in the future, but certainly, is that a threat to your retirement? Well, think of it this way. Look, if you need to net $30,000 out of your retirement accounts, okay, now we're talking about traditional, not Roth. We're going to get to that in a second, but my point is this. If you need to net $30,000 out of a retirement account and you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, well, you've got to take out $40,000. Think of that. $10,000 is going to the government. You're going to net $30,000. Wow. And so if tax rates go up in the future, okay, do you have to take out more? Well, yeah, you do. And so with Roths, right, if you need $30,000, what do you need to take out to net $30,000? Well, the answer is $30,000. Mm-hmm. There's no taxes on it. And what happens if tax rates go up in the future? How much do you need to take out to net 30? Well, again, the answer is $30,000. So I hope we can see how impactful this is. There's many ideas to getting to tax-free. I've offered this many times before, Kevin. There's a tax-free. It's called Getting to Tax-Free. That report is available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. So there's many ideas. This is a chance for you to sit down, read through it, and start to implement what I call a forward tax planning to get you in a position. So I pose the question, what are you doing today? How are you doing tax planning to put yourself in a better position? Because whether you do something or not, a year is going to pass, 2 years are going to pass, and so on. And so we want to talk about putting money away and having money available to us, I should say, that's tax-free. Now, Roth conversions, again, are only one of many ideas. You know, I'll simply put, there's no really limit to what you can do. I've used the rules before. You know, you can do any amount at any age, at any time. You really are not restricted. It doesn't matter what your income is. It doesn't matter if you're contributing to a 401k. It doesn't matter, again, what age you are. I don't care if you're 45 or 75. You can do a Roth conversion. Now, to get back to your question about Roth conversions, is there a sweet spot? Well, you know, technically, when you're in your lower tax brackets, yes, right? So when we say, let's say you retire at 65, keep in mind you will have required minimum distributions at 73. There's this period of time where you can start to do conversions in a lower tax bracket. What does that mean? That means you're taking money from a tax-deferred account, you're converting it to a tax-free account, Roth. That is a taxable event. But if you're doing it in lower tax brackets, okay, then it means you've repositioned this money to never pay tax on it again, number one. Number two, your required minimum distributions now are going to be lower when you get to 73. You have more tax control. You may ultimately get more of your Social Security tax-free if you defer it. Now you can get a larger amount and more of it tax-free. So we can go down these benefits that we've talked about it. I've mentioned the problems with large IRAs. One is certainly large required distributions, right? Mm-hmm. That's where you have a certain amount, you have to take it out regardless of whether you need it or not. I just had a conversation with someone the other day about this. You've also got the widow's penalty. These are the problems I've talked about, which means if you pass away, guess what? The required distributions do not go down. That means now your spouse is probably in a higher tax bracket. Now they have to turn around and give even more of it away. And then the other problem is if it goes to your children, they are typically in their highest tax earning years. Now they may have to give away 30 or 35% of it. I mean, this just becomes, you know, it's there's other issues with it where it can impact your Medicare premium and so on. So this is why I say most of us, you know, have a tendency to say, okay, I'm just going to file my tax returns. I'm not going to look at it again, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll just look at it again next year. This is really, you're doing this to your own detriment. So the Roth conversion, we talked about that. Now, I made the comment, look, the sweet spot you asked about, okay, between 65 and 70, whatever it is, or you can even start earlier, of course. Anytime maybe is good. You have these years, so you can do it systematically, right? So you could do $20,000 a year for 10 years or whatever it may be, or $30,000. You don't have to do it all in one fell swoop, and typically you don't want to. But what's happened at the end of those, getting back to forward tax planning, what's happened at the end of that period? Okay, well, now I've repositioned $300,000 or whatever that number is that will never be taxed the rest of my life. There's no required minimum distributions. Guess what? My spouse, the widow's penalty, that goes away because it's tax-free to my spouse. It's tax-free to my children. This is what we do as a firm. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm insurance licensed. I've been doing this over 20 years. We do complete retirement planning, and that includes tax planning. I think this is a great opportunity for those because your taxes have been done. Bring them in. We'll go through this. We'll run the numbers on the Roth conversions. We'll also talk about other ideas, Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, health savings accounts, all of these tax-free ideas you can be incorporating. So if you want to take advantage of that, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll do a complete tax planning analysis, talking about ways to get you in a better position down the road so now you can start to take control. As I said, just a little bit of time on your part can make a huge difference in your retirement down the road. So if you want to take advantage of that, as I said, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can send me a question, sign up, and you can schedule a time with me as well. If you just want to chat, we're here for you, and I just want to give you some ideas that are going to make a big difference, I believe, in your retirement.
Folks, you heard Tom mention it just a couple of moments ago. Tax planning is often the most overlooked part of a retirement plan. It's not something you want to put off, kick that can down the road. It's something you want to stay on top of, stay out in front of. And that's why Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. And here's what we're going to do, folks. If you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group are going to provide you with a complimentary retirement roadmap and an initial consultation, all with no obligation. So don't delay. Call Tom today at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can pick up your complimentary retirement roadmap by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a few minutes to make that call and continue with much more of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. As always, it's powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend here on the show. If you'd like to learn more, you'd like to have that initial consultation, give Tom and his team a call today at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, anybody who's been on the road here lately knows that the problem of distracted driving, it continues to become a bigger and bigger issue. It's estimated that last year alone, over 3,000 people lost their lives and over 400,000 were injured in accidents related to distracted driving across the United States. Now, 29 states feature hands-free laws, and that bans drivers from holding their phones behind the wheel. But there's also a hands-free approach when it comes to saving for retirement, and that could be target date funds and robo-advisors as well. So the question I have for you, Tom Fortino, at what point is it time for savers to really take control, take the wheel, and seek the help of an advisor, a human advisor, someone like yourself?
Well, you know, you can never replace human interaction and the human element on so many levels. And so, you know, the short answer is any time is a good time, right? But the critical time is as you are approaching in retirement, because this is when you can at least afford to make mistakes. We talk about, do you have the runway to recover? Whether it's a market, something happens in the market, or we talked about taxes earlier on, are we getting exposed and we're giving away more in taxes? We can go down the line, whether it's estate planning, asset protection, all of these areas. Again, this is a critical time, and there's no shame in getting a second opinion or having someone look at it. You know, you talk about driving, Kevin, and then we say, okay, what about that blind spot? Because those, all too often we go through these things, and maybe there's things we're not aware of. You know, I have questions that are posed to me often, of course, when we have meetings. I had someone the other day ask me a question about Social Security, didn't understand. And look, I've talked about it before, 2,800 rules or 2,900 rules in the Social Security handbook. How can you know these things? The tax code, you could fill a stadium up with the tax code. How can we know all these things? And so just like any profession, well, this is a profession. And, you know, I've been doing this over 20 years. As I've said before, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But then again, it gets back to, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking it. I've said that before. It's about complete planning. So any time is a good time, but it's critical as we approach retirement and we're in retirement. You know, there was a study done, maybe this will help too. John Hancock showed that 70% of those who work with a financial advisor on track or ahead in saving for retirement, compared to just 33% who don't use an advisor. So, you know, it's good because you haven't, at least I would say for us, you know, I always say, look, I'm your advocate. I'm always a phone call away. I don't care if it's tax, legal, financial. If it has something to do with your plan, you give me a call, we go through it. And moreover, my approach is, and our approach, I should say, our firm is complete retirement planning. You've heard me talking about it. We have that report called the Retirement Roadmap. I talk about the five pillars to your planning. Okay, so we can simplify this stuff. Number one, having income you can't outlive. And so I would pose these questions. Do you feel you have income you cannot live? Have we solved that? And I know we're going to talk about that in some upcoming segments, Kevin, about that whole income piece. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that's the cornerstone. What are you going to do to replace the paychecks? Are you comfortable going 20, 25, 30 years without a paycheck? Secondly, what are you doing to minimize taxes? We just talked about just one piece of it, one sliver, Roth conversions in the previous segment, getting to tax-free. What if you could get to tax-free? Well, I've done that with clients before. What are you doing there? Third, what about your investment plan? Do you have a smart, strategic, disciplined plan that you can stick with, that you are confident and comfortable with? Four, what are you doing to protect assets from unforeseen events? And if, again, can you answer these? What happens if a spouse passes away? What happens if there's a long-term illness? Then the fifth piece is an estate and legacy piece. Do you have the right documents to control your assets during your lifetime, powers of attorney, medical and financial? And then to the extent you don't go through those, have a trust, a living trust that passes those assets, avoids probate, and goes to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. Can you check the box on all five of those? And so when I talk about being complete and making sure we don't have a blind spot, taking a 360-degree view of things, that's what we do. And so, you know, I think there's this apprehension, and I guess maybe I'm guessing on some of this stuff. First of all, some people are concerned they're going to be sold. That's not the approach we take. There's plenty of times I tell people, look, if this is good, keep it. Keep what you got. I'm not going to tell you to replace something I don't think that's working for you. That happens all the time. Okay, if there's things we can help you with, though, then we'll help you with that. So I think there's these apprehensions of, well, it's a little overwhelming. Where do I get started? That's why when I say, we just got to stop that procrastination. If you just go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and download that retirement roadmap, that is your blueprint, I'll call it that, to having a retirement plan. You can, again, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, or you can give us a call at 630-864-6711. We will customize something for you. we'll get it out to you. I can't speak to why there's reasons. I think there's a combination of them. Number one, it's kind of overwhelming. How do I get started? One way to get started is just to pick up the phone. I think sometimes, too, it's, okay, maybe, I don't know if I would equate it to something like going to the dentist or a doctor. I hate to equate myself with going to the dentist or whatever it may be, going for a checkup. It's like, because this is a financial checkup, it's, hey, if I just ignore it, things are going to be okay, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There's kind of that attitude, too, probably more like, more so with men, as we know, right? They don't ask for directions. They don't. We can go down the line. right. But so, you know, that's why I say there's no shame in just say, hey, let's look at this. One of the things I say when you come in here, not only do I think it will be a pleasant experience, we're informal. And we actually have a good time. We go through these things. And people walk out of here, I've said it before, I'll say, I get it. I feel you may be in a much better position. And they'll say, you know, I feel a lot better after talking to you. And that's certainly important. But I also say, besides just doing a complete retirement analysis and plan for you, those five pillars, you know, it's also about what if you walk out of here with two ideas? And two ideas that are going to make a difference, or three ideas. And now you can take action. I'm telling you, it's empowering, I guess, because we're just overwhelmed with a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's inaccurate. Sometimes it's opinions. And so my goal is to always stay away from opinions. Here's where you stand. We go through these things. And then, you know, you can start to take action. And again, feel much better. The stress level comes down. And you can say, yeah, I have clarity. I see where I stand. Can even make it a little better. And so that's why I say, you know, if you schedule a time with us, we will spend the time with you. When you're sitting across from me, I'm asking questions that are important to you. My first question is always, okay, what prompted you to come in? What is it you're trying to accomplish? And we have a great conversation, and it's fulfilling to me. Look, it's rewarding to me that I can do that. And as I say, I position myself as an advocate mm-hmm. to anyone that comes in, and certainly my clients.
Absolutely right. If you could, Tom, maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds, if you had to pick out maybe one or two or three off the top of your head, some of the biggest distractions for folks when it comes to planning for their retirement, maybe they're trying to do this themselves. What do you think some of those distractions are for folks out there?
Just in general, the noise, right? Because you are just inundated with opinions constantly. Look, you turn on your television, if you watch CNBC or Fox Business or whatever, there's a ticker across the bottom. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, whatever the news flash is for the day. You've got someone talking in the middle of the screen. And I mean, there's all of this information and noise that we constantly get inundated. And we, you know, when people come in, they ask me questions. They'll say, is this true? Is that true? How does this work? That's where I think the problems can be, you know, especially with the market. I mean, look what's happening this year in the market. Mm-hmm. So, you know, emotions get involved. And that's where, you know, I'm not saying we can eliminate emotions. Mm-hmm. But if we can give you the facts and you understand, okay, this is how it works, this is why I do it, and you can understand why you're doing it, right? And you can say, yep, that makes sense. As I always say, you know, we're in a good spot. So I try to explain to everyone, look, here's your marginal tax bracket. We do the Social Security decisions. We look at all of these things, and it all kind of makes sense. That's really where you want to get to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, folks, when it comes to planning for your future, when it comes to planning for your retirement, obviously you don't want to pay more in taxes than you have to. We talk a lot about taxes on this show, and that's why Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group are here to help. Don't forget about Social Security tax as well. We're going to talk Social Security later on in the show. Obviously, the goal of Social Security is to work for you and not against you. So if you'd like to learn more, call Tom Fortino. Schedule that initial consultation today. 630-864 630-864-6711, or you can schedule your consultation online today, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, how to plan now for a possible Social Security shortfall later. And later on in the show, how a former NBA star's mom took a big gamble and it paid off in his career on the hardwood. We'll get to that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. As always, it's powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. He's the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Thanks, as always, for making us a part of your weekend. We have covered a whole lot in the first couple of segments of today's show, including tax planning. Remember, folks, that's a big piece of your retirement puzzle, if you will. If you'd like to learn more, maybe you'd like to catch up a little bit, get up to speed, 630-864-6711 is the number to reach Tom Fortino. Again, 630-864-6711 or online. You can schedule your initial consultation at thealphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, I know we talk a lot about Social Security on this show, and we know that that has been in the news cycle really for the past 6 or 7 months. We know President Trump has pledged to eliminate federal taxes when it comes to Social Security benefits. Now, obviously, on the surface, this sounds like great news, but it could make the program's finances even dicier. Now, if Congress does nothing, we know the Social Security Trust Fund could be in a whole lot of trouble within the next decade. Benefits cut by as much as 25%. Tom, that is an alarmingly high number. So for your clients, what are you doing now, and what can you do for our listeners now to address something that could happen later on down the road?
Well, you know, this covers a couple pieces, and I guess there's a couple takeaways from this. Number one, we talked about it already. I think maybe in both segments we mentioned income planning is one of the five pillars of your plan, maybe the most important. I guess arguably that's because if you run out of income, boy, that's the biggest concern, and it should be the biggest concern. One of those pieces, well, part of it, you know, we talked in the past, we've heard about the three-legged stool, right? You have Social Security, pensions, and your investments. Now, I like to say let's create a four-legged stool. I guess, I don't know, maybe it's a chair, but anyways, it's more stable. There's different pots of money we can create. Now, when we talk about Social Security, it's just one of those. You know, that, of course, is something we look at. Anyone that comes in, we run an analysis. And so one of the takeaways I would say is, first of all, understand your claiming strategies. Look, there's only so much we can control. I don't know if benefits are going to be reduced. Social Security has made a lot of changes. You know, prior to 1983, Social Security was completely tax-free. Maybe some people aren't aware of that. And they said, we're going to tax 50% starting in 83. In 1993, said we're going to tax up to 85%. In 2006, I don't know if it was 2016, I can't remember, but we know they increased the full retirement age from 65 to 67. Then they took away the file and suspend. We can go down the list of changes that have happened to Social Security. We can't control some of these things. Now, can we plan and try to do some things? Absolutely. We'll talk about that. Now, it's an opinion to say, look, you know, do we think they'll make more changes to Social Security to try to, you know, may push that full retirement age out? Will it impact people more likely if you're 55 or 50 and younger? More likely. I think people that are closer to retirement, it's not going to be as big an impact. But I would just tell you this. When you go to Social Security, and that's, again, if you come in, we run the analysis for you, your claiming strategies, we want to make sure you do the right thing as far as claiming. There's no perfect answer. I'm just going to tell you that. But if you do make an informed decision and do the due diligence, we run the numbers. It's not opinion. Okay, what happens if you take it at 62? What happens if you take it at 65? What happens if you wait all the way to age 70 and that's the highest benefit you can potentially get? But we certainly want to try to optimize our Social Security claiming strategy. Now, if you go to the Social Security website, which, by the way, ssa.gov, I actually went to it this week for myself just to look up some things. But you go to ssa.gov under My Social Security Benefits, you can look up what they are. I think it's a really good site because it shows your work history. This is the start of understanding your Social Security benefits, okay? So start there, understand. But one thing that's interesting, I don't know if it's on the website now, it used to be, it said Social Security should supplement about 43% of your income. Okay, where's the rest of it coming from? All right, most of us don't have pensions anymore. I would argue, if you look at the average Social Security benefit, it's probably going to supplement less than 43. We don't know, but this is why it's so important to have an income plan. And so, you know, the Social Security analysis, we'll make that off here in a second. It's part of an overall income plan. But what else are you doing having more benefits? If it does get reduced, where's the other income kind of going to come from? Investments certainly can be part of that, but that's not guaranteed income. All right. And maybe you'll work part time. That's another thing. Hey, that's great. That could be another source of income again, but how long are you going to do that? And then finally, we talk about annuities. Okay. And this is another area where I say, let's stay away from opinion. I've said I'm an investment advisor rep. Most of what we do is manage portfolios, but I can't guarantee an income from a portfolio. We can do things to create income, and we do that. We have dividend portfolios. We have other income strategies we use for clients. And my goal is always to create income without going into principal. You know, there was a survey. This was interesting. This was from BlackRock. Ann Ackerley, she's the head of, I think, their retirement group there. They found that 89%, this was a survey they did, 89% of those with 401ks desired a pension-like paycheck. Mm. So you think about that. Most people want that, but then we talk about using the annuities. You know, they're not like they used to be. These companies have evolved, and I'm not pro or con. I'm just talking about how they work. You can incorporate these to create another stream of guaranteed lifetime income. In fact, you can use these to get a joint lifetime income, so it doesn't reduce. For those of you that are married, their spouse will continue to get the same benefit for the rest of their life. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. And then to the extent you don't go through the money, it goes to your children and grandchildren. Pensions don't do that. So, you know, I've given the example before. And by the way, if you guys want to get more information on this, and as I said, it's not for everybody, but you deserve to know the truth. And by the way, we have a report on our website in the library called The Truth About Annuities. The Truth About Annuities is on there, as well as the Maximizing Income in Retirement, the Social Security Decision. We have all these reports available to you if you want to download them at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And or, as I said, if you're on the website and you want to shoot me a question or schedule a time to just chat for 15 minutes about your Social Security decision, you know, any of these other ideas, your pension, I'll talk about those in a second. But I had someone in here recently. We went through all of those. But anything that comes up, but you can download that information at our website. And so getting back to the annuity as a piece of your income plan, I've used the example before. You can use Roth money in it. You can use IRA monies, or you can use after-tax money, savings, right? Mm-hmm. Investments. You know, you can use any one of those. But if there was an investment, let's say there was a couple age 60, okay, and they invested $500,000 into one of these investment products. That's what it is. In 5 years, when they turn 65, they would have it's close to $43,000 a year for the rest of both of their lives. And by the way, if they wait till 67, because you can wait a few years, it's going to be over $50,000 a year, mm-hmm. close to $54,000 a year for both of their lives. And then you couple that with the Social Security. Okay, in some cases, you may have a $60,000 or $70,000 Social Security benefit on top of a $50,000 or $60,000. You know, now all of a sudden, without even touching investments, we're over $100,000 of income, lifetime income. I don't know. I see, you know, I think hopefully that's something you can take a look at and consider. So when I say there's this pension feature to it, yes, there is. So I just want people to be aware. I'm not pro or con. And, you know, we talked about this earlier, Kevin. You said, what are the distractions out there?
Yeah.
Well, this is just one of many examples, because you can turn on the radio. You can watch on TV. Hey, someone will say, you know, annuities are the greatest. Someone will say they're the worst. Some will give information. And neither one are accurate. You know, it's like, okay, what is the truth? How do these work? And that's why we offer this information. And I think it's important for people to understand. Imagine if you could have all the paychecks coming in every month, regardless of the market, regardless of what you have in savings and investments, and regardless, you know, of your age. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a good thing? And then you still have the investments to say, hey, I can pull out $20,000 to take that trip with my family or gift to some of my loved ones, because I know I have the income coming in.
Right.
And so this is part of the analysis we look at. So that's why I offer this information. If, you know, doing this complete review, tax planning, investment planning, income planning, that's about being complete. That's the goal, Kevin.
Yeah, no question about it. If you'd like to learn more, we mentioned it all the time, you can visit alphawealthgroup.com. Tom's got all the reports on there. You can find them absolutely complimentary on the website. Or more importantly, if you'd like to try to find more details about how to create those guaranteed streams of income in your retirement, whether it's annuities, whether you're looking to create that personal pension plan, like Tom talked about, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Newsflash, Mother's Day is now right around the corner. So coming up next, we're going to tell you about a former NBA star who benefited from a big-time gamble his mom made prior to the start of his career. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that and so much more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by Alpha Wealth Group with Tom Fortino, the principal and founder. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Glad to have you with us here this weekend. And obviously, if you're just joining us, well, we have covered a whole lot on today's program, including providing guaranteed streams of income when it comes to your retirement. Also, tax planning, certainly something a lot of folks overlook when it comes to preparing for their future. And certainly not something you want to put off till tomorrow, next week, next month. The summer months are here. We're going to be busy. A lot of folks will be traveling. So make sure you stay on top of this and give Tom and his team a call today for that initial complimentary consultation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Online at alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, you and I were just talking about this off air. We both sort of laughed about it. I said, you know, I was looking at this story and I realized, oh no, Mother's Day is next weekend. Like, but the reason I bring it up, Tom, is obviously moms are certainly important for everybody. And obviously athletes as well. They always credit their success to mom and dad sacrificing a lot. Well, listen to this. Talking about sacrifice, former NBA star Jeremy Lin can thank his mother, Shirley, for essentially bankrolling the early portion of his career. He came out of Harvard, and this is what she decided to do to help get his career off the ground.
One day you call me and you're like, hey, Jeremy, so I found some money. Don't worry about where it's coming from, but I found some money. I'll give you 2 years to chase your basketball dream, but after 2 years, if it's not working out, then you need to call it quits. I said, okay, good deal. I got 2 years. I'll do my best. I never asked where that money came from. You didn't tell me until 7 years into the NBA. And when I thought of it, I was like, you know what? Where did that money come from? Because we had no money. We exhausted every last thing just to even get me through Harvard. So I was like, where'd you get that money from? And that's where you said, I took it out of my 401k. And that's when it hit me 7 years after making the NBA, where I was like, wow, you gave out your retirement fund for me to be able to chase my dream. The ultimate sacrifice story.
It's okay. You'll pay me back anyway.
Yes. That was a good investment
that's
on your part.
Yeah, that's true.
So obviously that was a good investment. It paid off in the long run, Tom. Mm-hmm. He made $65 million over nine seasons in the NBA. But this story aside, Tom, let's talk about some of the warnings you give clients when they may come to you and say, hey, you know, I'm considering a withdrawal or maybe taking a loan from a 401k.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great story. Of course it is. But then again, what are the other stories, right? There's so many stories. And again, God bless them. And that's terrific. You know, we just have to be very careful with any of our investments, certainly the 401ks. You know, when they offer this option, which, you know, in hardships and all those things, I get it. It's not a fun topic. But the point is, we want to be careful, because sometimes it's so easy, because we get the loan and we just don't want to use these things as a piggy bank, because sometimes that becomes habit. And keep in mind, you have so many years to pay it back. You got to be disciplined. And now maybe you're losing out. So with the investments, we really want to, as much as possible, you know, leave them alone, because sometimes we hear people say, oh, yeah, you can loan from your 401k. And that's a true statement. You have, again, 5 years to pay it back. If you don't, you got to pay all the taxes on it. It's considered a distribution. In addition to that, you know, if you're under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty. So this can be really, really crushing in some cases. So as much as possible, we say, you know, try to avoid that. Now, the 401ks, I guess I can pivot with this since we're talking about 401ks. You know, it's not just, okay, let's not take the loans if we can avoid that, but are we taking advantage of those? The 401ks, and we have that report, Maximizing Your 401k. It's on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And one of the things we do in addition to that is, when people come in, we look at your 401k options, and I, you know, we try to help you make that decision on the investments in there. But also understand, there's one of the, they allow for some of the highest contribution amounts. Look, IRAs, 7,000 or 8,000, depending on your age. 401ks, 23,500 or 30,500. So you have a large amount of money. Again, as far as contributions, being able to pack away money for retirement, this is one of the retirement plans that allow for the bigger amounts, the biggest amounts that you can do. So are we taking advantage of this? You know, there's seven questions or more. I think there's maybe 10, I'm sorry, in this report. That's why I said, if you can get it, you can determine, am I taking advantage? Number one, what are you contributing? So if I asked you this question, tell me what you're contributing. Again, this is one of the questions on our, you know, that I ask in every meeting for those that are participating. Okay, what are you contributing? Some will say, I think it's 8%. I think it's 10. I don't know. You got to know. And then what is that amount? Is it 15,000? Is it 12,000? Because if you're making 100,000 and you're putting in 10%, that's $10,000. You have more room. Should you be putting more away? You know, that's one of the biggest impacts, how much you contribute, of course, and when you contribute. So that's question one. Question two is, what's the match? That's free money, dollar for dollar. Got to know these numbers. Are you doing Roth versus, again, here's another opportunity. It's not income tested. 401ks, I don't care what your income is. Unlike Roth IRAs, not income tested. So I would say to you, I had a meeting this week. This happens almost every week. I said, are you putting money into the Roth? I don't know if we have that. I said, you know, she worked for a large company. I said, you have the option. I'm certain of that. So she's going to check into it and maybe start doing Roth 401ks. We talked about Roth conversions earlier, Kevin, and getting to tax-free. Again, if we're not taking advantage of this, and one other thing I'll mention and we can move on, but, you know, there's this opportunity. It just happened this year, 2025. Okay. It's called supersizing your 401k. If you're between, I know this is crazy, but it's the rules. If you're between 60 and 63, you can put another, I think, 3250 into your 3250. So you can actually go from 30,500, which is the cap, up to 34,750, I think, if my numbers are right. I may be off by a few, but I don't think I am. Are we taking advantage of that? Are you even aware of this? That if you're in that those areas, they're saying, hey, we understand some people are behind in getting contributions. So we've opened this window for you to supersize your 401k. And so are you doing these things? Again, if you get the report, there's going to be some questions in there, and you can see by going through that, hey, am I doing these things? Can I answer these things? I mean, we can get into beneficiary designations and the, you know, those types of things. Those are other aspects of it. You may be surprised at who your beneficiary is. That's more of the estate planning piece, but you may be surprised. It may not be who you think. And then in-service rollovers, we talked about that. Do you have that option? What that means is, can you move it to your own IRA while you're still working? You may have that option. Well, we should find these things out. Again, we talked about these things, Kevin, about being complete and understanding what we're doing, whether it's our claiming strategies on Social Security, our tax strategies, our 401k contributions. This stuff, and there's this domino effect. And so that's why we draft these reports, so you can sit down, read through them, and highlight areas, and then start to take action. So you can do it at your leisure, but you got to take action. So, you know, I would also offer what we call the 401k x-ray. How do we optimize the 401k? And then how do we match it up with your overall plan? Because you may have other investments. If you want to take advantage of that, and I would just say the complete retirement planning analysis, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll get into the tax planning we talked about, how to get to tax-free. We'll talk about creating an income plan to create money you can't outlive for you and if you're married, your spouse. We'll talk about estate planning. We'll talk about these 401ks. All of this, we'll do a portfolio x-ray. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to alphawealthgroup.com. It's easy. You can sign up, schedule a time right there. If you want information or you want to just chat, we're here for you.
No doubt about it. Again, if you feel like it's something that you've been thinking about, maybe considering a withdrawal or a loan from your 401k, you'd like to learn more. Don't forget about those Alpha Wealth reports as well. AlphaWealthGroup.com. There is the Understanding Your 401k complimentary Alpha Wealth report you can download, or you can pick up that complimentary 401k x-ray at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Again, online at AlphaWealthGroup.com. Tom, got about a minute left in the program, my friend. And like we do each and every week, I'm going to leave the floor all yours for the final word, sir.
Well, Kevin, I think it always comes back. You know, we cover these topics, and today we covered topics on taxes. We covered topics on the 401k plan. We covered on income planning and Social Security decisions, and we're limited. And so that's why we offer time to come in, because everybody's situation is unique. What may apply to you and some of your concerns, again, it's unique, your situation. And so that's why we always say, if you really want to do something about this, if you want to take action, because we have a lot of things, decisions we need to make, and it's not as simple as we may think, give us a call and we'll sit down and go through it. There's no cost or obligation to it, and you'll come away with at least a good ideas. You'll certainly know where you stand, and I hope you do take advantage of it. It will be time well spent. So give us a call at 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We're here for you. As always, as I say, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.